When my wife and I moved out to Rancho Cucamonga in the fall of 1977 with the assignment to start a new church, our expectations were very high. I began by knocking on doors and talking with people in the community, and the adrenaline was really flowing. About 2 months into the project, I realized that I didn't have the slightest notion what I was doing. It's kind of a panic and a terror that strikes the heart of all church planters that I've now come to find out is very common. What I realized was that my seminary training did not really equip me to do what I was doing. Oh, perhaps 20, maybe 30% was applicable to my task, but some 70, 80% of what I was called to do, I received no training to do. At moments like that, you become very teachable, and so I began to get my hands on all the church growth books that I could find and church planting books. There weren't too many available at that particular point in time. And yet I read them through cover to cover, and I didn't find the kind of help that I was looking for. I was, in fact, very disappointed because the books fell into one of two categories. Either they dealt with general principles, but didn't give me specific application of how to apply them in my context. Or they were so method-specific that unless my situation matched that of the authors precisely, it was of no use to me. It was during times like that, during that period of time, that I really cried out to God for help. I remember spending lots of time in prayer. And as I was praying to the Lord, I got a picture in my mind's eye, call it a vision if you would, or perhaps a dream. It was actually more of a nightmare. As I visualized all the church planters of the world lined up on the California coast, and there they were, ready to wade into the water to swim to Catalina, some 20-odd miles off the California shore. There was a large voice that came out over the area, I presume it was God's voice, that said, "Okay, your assignment is now to go swim to Catalina." And the people began to wade off into the water. I noticed that one or two things happened to these brave church planters that were beginning to get into the surf. They either sank or they swam. Granted, I did notice a few that died of coronaries just over fear of the whole situation as they were on the shore. But as I was watching this scene, I saw these church planters, I saw these pools where the water was going down, and I saw one church planter after another going into that trap and getting sucked down and never be seen.